Law on Air. Willkommen beim Podcast der Anwaltskanzlei CMS Schweiz. Mit unseren Gästen diskutieren wir Rechtsfragen, die bewegen. Bleiben Sie mit uns informiert.
Welcome to another episode of our Law on Air podcast. My name is Florian Jung and I'm a senior associate in our corporate M&A team here in Zurich. I joined CMS as an attorney after passing the bar exam in 2017. I'm since advising clients in M&A transactions, financing rounds, and general corporate matters. You can immediately tell that this episode is different compared to others. We will conduct this episode in English. We are doing so because we have an English-speaking guest, Gwen from Paldate, and as you will see, it is also not a coincidence that we will be releasing this podcast during the Sustainability Month here at CMS in September of 2023. Gwen, happy to have you on this podcast. Thanks for joining us. Looking forward to hearing more from you and Paldate later on.
Thank you, Florian, for having me.
That we are having this discussion in English also fits very well with the topic of today's podcast, which has a significant international aspect to it. Namely, we would like to take the opportunity to highlight our EQUIP program. EQUIP is a program of our international law firm at CMS, which we have launched in Switzerland at the beginning of this year. The program is built to assist selected early-stage businesses to secure high-level legal advice at terms and conditions which are compatible with their development stage. Part of that offering includes a sizable discount of 25% on our standard hourly rates, up to an annual fee volume of 25,000 Swiss francs, as well as certain fixed fee services to improve cost transparency and cost planning. Our offering is not limited to monetary incentives. We also envisage bringing together EQUIP participants with each other and other industry players, at least in the future when the Swiss EQUIP program has grown. And finally, bringing us back to the international aspect that I mentioned at the beginning, being a Swiss EQUIP member also grants you access to the EQUIP benefits offered by other participating CMS jurisdictions, including the UK, Germany, Austria, France, and many more. We are looking to add up to 3 new participants to the program each year. Their membership will last for 3 years. Applicants should generally already have received seed funding and be looking to do a Series A financing round in the next 6 to 9 months. We would generally also expect successful applicants to be revenue generating and have hired some staff. The program is not limited to a particular sector, but tech-enabled businesses are certainly a focus area. Generally, all of those criteria are not black and white, but general guidelines to give you a better shape and a picture of the startup that we would likely take on as an EQUIP participant. After going on for a while, I would like to put some flesh on the bone and talk about our first Swiss EQUIP member, Paldate. Gwen, as mentioned at the beginning, very happy to have you on this podcast. To kick us off, why don't you briefly introduce yourself and Paldate?
Thank you, Florian. So I'm Gwen, one of the co-founders of Paldate, in charge of the commercial side. My background is in consulting, so mainly in the reinsurance industry, focusing on all kinds of transformation, project management, change management, agile at scale transformation as well between Switzerland and Asia. In 2020, I relocated in Switzerland, Zurich, and there came a time when I decided to rethink the path I was giving my career, kicked off a Master in Innovation and Entrepreneurship and started working on Paldate together with my co-founder, Julian. So what we're doing at Paldate is we help companies collecting sustainability data in an efficient and auditable way. So there's, as you know, a lot of regulatory pushes internationally, as you mentioned, and we want to step in and provide a solution that helps companies move away from Excel files and ad hoc processes to actually establish processes and controls to be able to first start reporting in an auditable way, but eventually move into managing the performance on a day-to-day basis.
That sounds very interesting. And of course, sustainability and sustainability reporting are hot topics at the moment. What motivated you to start working in that area?
So about 12 years ago, Julian and I, where we were volunteering in a student association called ISEC, we were invited by the British Swiss Chamber of Commerce for an event on sustainability, where David Bresch, head of sustainability at Swiss Re at the time, was presenting. We found that not only insightful, but fascinating. And unfortunately, then our careers derived into various areas, Julian more on the topic of fintech, mine on consulting. And when we reconvened beginning of 2021, we thought, okay, we want to follow something, follow a path that is more purposeful and help companies overcome this challenge. I mean, to be honest with you, initially, I was not buying into the sustainability reporting bit. I thought, oh, this is dry. Yes, it's opportunistic. But then after discussing with a lot of people working in sustainability, I really felt the pain. I really felt the motivation these people have to make things better for their organization, to make their businesses more sustainable, and that we could really help them on their way.
That's very interesting. Who do you have in mind as potential clients at Peldate? And maybe you can elaborate a bit further on how you would make their life easier.
Sure. Well, generally, I could say that any company that wants to undertake this journey should look into digitizing their processes as soon as possible. Not doing it is slowing yourself down, is taking the risk of putting information out there that is wrong. It's leaving the chance for human error. So really, I could just start with anyone. Now, in reality, our core focus is on companies with 500 to 2,500 employees that are being hit by regulations or that are purposely driven to do something on this topic and have either a small sustainability team or people within their investor relations team, compliance, quality, dealing with the topic and having really limited time to do that. So we want to provide them with a solution for them to save the time to do that. So the way we make our clients' life easier is by essentially digitizing their processes. Currently, they send Excel files via emails across various locations to various functions, ask these people to collate data within their organization and then send it back. The work that goes into reminding people to do something that is not their core work can be significant. Excel files are often not user-friendly, so people hate it. And at the end of the day, you know, you put together your report, but if an auditor comes and asks you, where did you get that data from? Can you explain to me, who provided you with this information? Then, you know, oftentimes you still need to go and check again and you don't have any ways to answer straight away. So we really help them centralize this data collection. And, you know, if they get any question from an auditor, they're able to find all the proofs in Peldate and answer it very easily.
I mentioned at the beginning that you are our first Swiss Equip member. How did you learn about the program?
So I got in touch with Juliana from CMS in Germany some time back. And after exchanging a little bit over what we were doing, she mentioned that CMS had this program, the Equip program. At the time, it was running in Germany, but not yet in Switzerland. So I had a bit of an exchange. I learned about it. I thought it was very interesting in the sense that it formalized very well the support that CMS provides to startups. And we've been dealing with a lot of law firms since we started. And I've never seen something formalized as such. You know, you're being told, oh, you're going to have preferential rates, but you don't know really how preferential they are. The support you get is mainly based on demand, whereas with CMS, we know exactly, you know, what we can ask. And what I also enjoyed is really the relationship that I developed with the different people in the firm. For example, with Mark Hart, in the context of the Swiss Climate Reporting Forum, who came to our event to present from a legal perspective what the Swiss regulation entailed and what the duty of companies was. So I think all of this together really made it extremely attractive.
And without going into too much detail, I think it's fair to say that the access to other equip jurisdictions at CMS has also already paid off for you, hasn't it?
It has, yeah. We, I mean, this is you know, the fact that CMS is an international law firm is very beneficial. We have a branch in the UK, and we needed some support there. And very quickly, we were put in touch with the team locally, and received really great support. We can foresee that we will need even more support internationally as we further scale, as we leave Switzerland, as we expand. And CMS is a great partner for that.
We're glad to hear the team could help you out there. Would you say that the characteristics of a typical equip member that I described earlier fully apply to Peldate?
For most criteria, yes. So we have initial revenues. We have hired staff, so now we're a team of 8 people. We are tech-enabled, so I mean, our core value proposition is on our software. And then ultimately, the one piece where it is still in progress is we've raised a pre-seed round earlier this year, and we're working towards a seed round either late this year or beginning of next year.
Just goes to show that you do not have to tick all the boxes, but the closer you are, more chances you have to end up on the program.
Absolutely.
Is there anything else you would like to learn about the program?
Maybe why you're running it?
Well, first of all, we at CMS Switzerland are hoping to strengthen our position in the VC market. And personally, I think that it's mostly very interesting type of work. For one, you're working as a lawyer in a very business-minded environment, a fast-paced environment, and also most startups or many startups are active in very modern, very interesting business areas like yourself. And seeing those startups develop over time is something which I find very interesting and exciting.
And maybe a follow-up question. Why only 3 startups a year?
Well, there's an elephant in the room, isn't there? It's a bit of an investment on our end as well. Not only for the discount, but also for the time spent on those matters. So we had to limit it in some way, but that's only part of the answer. We also really want to assist the startups on an ongoing basis, which means spending a lot of time and investing in those startups and help them grow, which you can only do for a limited number of startups. That's why we said we will take on 3 per year. That being said, there are still open spaces. And anyone who's interested in joining the program will find more information about it, as well as an application form on our website, and is also more than welcome to reach out to me or any other of the Equip team members here at CMS Switzerland. Well, Gwen, thanks very much for this interesting discussion. Thanks again for being on this podcast with us, and to all the listeners out there, see you next time for the next episode of our Law on Air podcast, which will be held in German again, as usual.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Mehr Informationen über unsere Speaker und CMS Schweiz finden Sie auf unserer Website cms.law. Abonnieren Sie unseren Podcast und bleiben Sie weiterhin mit uns informiert.